This is Jerry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to John Norman, attorney at law of the Pointer and Bucherri law firm, address on file. Dear Mr. Norman, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Margaret Davis, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Last name is D-A-V-I-S. On November 7th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old female, weight 150 pounds, height 5 foot 4 inches tall, period. The patient was involved in the fall injury on or about August 26, 2019, period. This occurred at a McDonald's restaurant in Taylorsville, Indiana, period. This was inside. There was apparently water on the floor without signs. As a result, the patient fell to the ground and landed on her left shoulder, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still having pain and diminished range of motion involving her left shoulder, period. New paragraph. Her left shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. The pain lasts 5 to 6 hours per day, period. It is described as a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. The patient did have surgery for a torn rotator cuff, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that the next day the patient saw his family doctor, and later the patient had x-rays as well as an MRI, period. The patient had physical therapy at ATI, period. The patient returned to the family doctor. However, COVID slowed down the patient's treatment, period. He was seen at Ortho Indy, who ultimately did surgery, and it was followed up with physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 10 pounds, comma, sleeping, comma, housework, comma, sports, comma, throwing, comma, and yard work, period. New paragraph. Medications include Motrin, comma, heart medications, comma, and hypertensive medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Motrin and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for heart disease, comma, hypertension, comma, and arthritis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals shoulder surgery for this fall injury, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his left shoulder in the past, period. The patient never had a fall injury in the past, period. The patient has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents as a teenager without treatment, period. The patient has never had a work injury, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a retired nurse, period. The patient has not had any work missed as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medication, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, at a generic expense would be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Some injections in the shoulder would cost approximately $2,500, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the records that I reviewed, period. Windrose, WINDROSE, Windrose Health Network records, complete physical examination, August 27th, 2019, states patient slipped and fell August 26th, 2019, at McDonald's, now experiencing pain shooting from back up into neck, period. Also has a left shoulder pain for 2 months and is sharp on the deltoid area. Cannot sleep on it, period. No injury when started, but is worse since fall, period. On examination, they documented pain on range of motion of the left shoulder, period. Their assessment included strain of the left shoulder, initial encounter, as well as pain in the thoracic spine, period. They referred to physical therapy, period. MRI report, August 21st, 2020. Indication is a fall 1 year ago with recurrent pain, limited range of motion. History of injection, February 2020, period. Impression is full thickness, full width supraspinatus tendon tear with retraction and mild muscle atrophy, period. Discharge summary dated May 4th, 2021 from Ortho Indy Northwest. Pre- and post-op diagnosis is chronic left shoulder pain with rotator cuff tear, comma, impingement, comma, and proximal biceps synovitis, period. Procedure performed was left shoulder scope with rotator cuff repair of the supraspinatus, period. Number two, arthroscopic bony subacromial decompression, period. Number three, biceps tendon and intra-articular rotator cuff and capsular debridement of synovitis using a shaver, period. Ortho Indy Northwest records, June 16th, 2021. States patient is here for post-op left shoulder arthroscopy with rotator cuff repair of the supraspinatus, period. Arthroscopic bony subacromial decompression, period. Intra-articular joint debridement of synovitis of the biceps of the undersurface of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus and the anterior capsular area debridement, period. Date of surgery was May 4th, 2021, period. Assessment is full thickness rotator cuff tear, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, Dr. Mandela found that all of his treatment is outlined above, for which he has sustained as a result of the fall of August 26, 2019, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date, examination of the skin revealed several scoping scars from the shoulder surgery involving the left anterior shoulder, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils were equal and reactive, light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid and normal range of motion in the cervical area, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar spine were unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was normal with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the extremities was normal other than the left shoulder region, period. Right shoulder was totally normal, period. Left shoulder examination revealed diminished strength, comma, palpable heat, comma, and palpable tenderness, period. There was markedly diminished range of motion, period. Flexion of the left shoulder was diminished by 22 degrees, comma, extension normal, comma, adduction, ADD, adduction was diminished by 34 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 28 degrees, comma, internal rotation diminished by 8 degrees, comma, and external rotation diminished by 10 degrees, period. There was diminished grip strength noted in the left hand, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, tendonitis, comma, impingement, comma, biceps synovitis, comma, and full thickness rotator cuff tear of the supraspinatus repaired on May 4th, 2021, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the fall of August 26, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. The patient has permanent impairment as a result of this fall injury of the left shoulder, as denoted by permanent pain, comma, loss of range of motion, comma, and diminished strength, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for a 6% upper extremity impairment on the left, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left shoulder region, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.